Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q Overtime 138. Crow, little Bobby, and producer Bobby. What? I didn't even hear you, dude.
I'm right here.
You got to talk into that microphone, bro.
I'm in the mic now.
All right, also Justin Dimofo on Twitter.
And Instagram.
Deming, along with DC Chimes, legendary morning show host, has decided to join us for overtime. You know what we do in overtime is we give everybody a little bit more of what they love, man.
Yeah.
We give them, yeah? You
I'll
okay?
Take it.
You
I'll
sure?
I'll take it.
You sure?
I want it.
You don't sound like you
take,
want it.
Take the love.
I'm with you. I'm saying, you know, you want
you
more.
You should be appreciative that you've
love.
Been on the Mark Bland Show. Are you kidding
I
me, man?
I am eternally grateful. Eternally grateful. You are the biggest Twitter twerp.
Yeah,
is that
right.
Wait.
Listen. You
are
might
you twerking on Twitter or are you a twerp on Twitter? What
I'm
is it?
I'm a twerking twerp. That's what I am.
All right.
I do both, baby.
That just
I roll with
my
the punches.
Day,
I roll with the punches here. Okay.
That's a weird visual.
Yeah.
You guys, I can't even hear
let
you.
Let me
you
tell you.
Yeah, you got to talk into that microphone.
You got to turn our microphone on.
I'm going to turn you guys up a little bit, okay?
Thank you.
Turn you guys up. Okay,
Mark
so
will not be spending any time turning you on.
Okay.
Not after that's working. Trust me.
Okay, so I get letters from people all the time because I started doing an advice column a few years ago. Not an advice column, but I started reading advice column stuff and giving my own opinion. Eventually, fans of the show started writing in with their own things, and they wanted advice. So I have some juicy little tidbits here I'd like to read, and we can kind of all go through them together and give ourselves some opinions for
yeah.
the people. What do you guys think about it? You
Let's
like,
do it!
You like giving...
Frankly.
Okay, DC Bland. That's cool. All right.
I am the greatest interview guest ever! Ever!
That's gimmick infringement.
That's... You are definitely infringing on my gimmick there, sir.
Mark, if you opened a restaurant, would it be called Mark's Juicy Tidbits?
Mark! Mark. My husband and I are both in our mid-20s. He's in the military, and our relationship, though imperfect, is strong. We're both happy with and go to each other. Not long ago, we decided a monogamish arrangement appealed to us both, and we renegotiated the terms of our relationship. He recently got orders for a year-long deployment, and one of my many things we need to do before he leaves, I think, is to have another conversation about non-monogamy. I think the upcoming year, if I were to expect to abstain from sex for the duration, but it's unlikely that either of us would want to hear about the other's casual hookups when we separated by 9 time zones. Yet I can't bring myself to speak up because I'm already so jealous of the people he might have sex with while I am on the opposite side of the world and unable to be with him myself. Suddenly, the thought of my husband with someone else is nearly intolerable. What would you do in this situation? So, DC Chimes, if there was a situation where you were non-monogamous...
Well, wait, did I hear that letter right?
Is the word monogamish?
They made the word monogamish up.
I am so into it.
Did I hear that letter right? They got married and then later they negotiated whether or not to be monogamous. Shouldn't that come
I think the word monogamish means at some point in the marriage they decided
maybe they were going to be okay with
is
cool.
Maybe an unrealistic expectation for his deployment.
So
am I interpreting that correctly?
Potentially, yes. I think that
potentially.
That's exactly where they're going with that.
Gotcha.
So they have this arrangement currently where they could potentially be with other individuals. She's jealous because now, even though they're 9 time zones away, she's like, I'm in love.
What
I love the look on your face.
What is she jealous about? I mean, he's the dude serving. I mean, well, how much, you know, look at his pickings over there. He's got
well
a bunch of guys for the most part.
All those soldiers are pretty fit, to be fair.
They are pretty good looking.
He's got a bunch of guys or you know, some Iraqi woman with... She has all this. I mean, I think he should probably be worried about it more than she is.
Maybe appreciate her service.
I think women in general in our culture tend to have an easier time picking up a dude than guys have picking up a woman. Would that be true?
Wait, who's got an easier time?
I said the women have an easier time picking up a guy.
Than
boys do having picking up girls.
I agree. I got so nervous when Mark Bland started saying, I think women in this
shut
society.
Up.
But
see, here's the
turned
problem.
Out right.
Justin wishes he had a vagina so that he could have women's rights on the top of his head at all times.
Well,
that's his
see
problem.
There. See there.
He wishes he had a vagina.
But
look at me. I would be a hideous woman.
Yeah, you would be. But there's a guy out there for you. Let me tell you. There are dudes that would do things to you. Listen.
What's up,
have you ever heard about my 1 to 10 scale,
hey,
DC?
Your 1 to 10 scale?
I have a 1 to 10 scale. Okay. we would all say that Pam Anderson, right, Carmen Electra, those girls are tens. You know, they're up at the top of the scale, there, right?
9.4.
Then there's definitely when you're walking through Walmart, you're going to see a couple ones. You're going to see a couple ones.
You're going to, or minus four.
Is that what you mean by there's someone for everyone?
I think there's some minus fours in the Walmart.
That's a general 1 to 10 scale, I would say. Most people understand. Like, right. Anybody who sees Pamela Anderson is going to be like, okay, she's up there. She's like a 10, 9 or 10, right? Right. Most people have a general scale. Then you see women who are threes with children. And you go, who the fuck's 1 to 10 scale is broke? Who fucked up their 1 to 10 scale so bad that they looked at this woman with a mustache and was like, oh, yeah, you're doing it for me. I could get up off this. Like, come on now.
Well, I can explain that. First of all, it freaked me out because I forgot we weren't on the radio for a second. I thought Mark had lost his mind again.
But, FCC rules.
You know, just think about it. Women, because they have that vagina that they have, they control all of that. They control everything. They can have sex anytime they want. Anytime. Yeah. We, however, cannot. So that woman in Walmart, after a while of maybe not having sex, she starts looking pretty good.
Yeah, but okay, listen, even a dude who's drunk off his butt knows what a 10 looks like and knows what a 1 looks like. At no point, drunk or not, should you ever go, I really want that too.
Look, I mean,
they're not thinking that way, though.
Mark, yeah, the phrase is there's some one for everyone. It's not there's some 10 for everyone.
Right.
Well, of course, I understand that.
There are guys, you know, once you reach a certain level of desperation. And
how desperate are you, DC?
I'm telling you, Justin's starting to look good.
I've been looking good.
You know, we were out, a friend of mine and I were out last night at Steak and Shake, and there was a female in there with a beard. That Justin reminded me of that. And
that's horrible, dude.
And it was
And some
obvious.
Dude stuck his dick in that. Are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, I don't know if she had kids. Like, there were no kids with her, so I don't know if anybody was sticking anything in her.
Like, who's rubbing that 5 o'clock shadow
did
on
you,
him as
did you get the digits?
Boob.
She had groomed it, though. That's the thing.
She had groomed
it was
the beard?
Obvious
oh, my God.
She had taken care of it.
That is horrible,
There's some characters out there.
But you know what? There is probably a man that finds her incredibly beautiful and is madly in love with her out there.
And that's fine. And I respect a guy who is madly in love with somebody and they're over willing to overcome certain look attributes because they're in love with the person. That's fine. Still, that does not change the fact that there's a 1 to 10 scale and you done fucked up, dude, okay? Don't do that no more, okay? I'll find you a 5. There are tons of 5s and 6s will easily pull their pants down and have sex with you, okay? You don't need a 10 and you don't need a 1 by any means.
Yeah, but 2 5s together equals 10.
No, it doesn't, Bobby. That's your problem.
25, maybe.
Maybe 25 twos together.
Maybe it multiplies.
Dream world you're living in that you're going to get 2 5s anyway. I mean, I don't know.
That's a rough one to put.
Not you. I'm just saying a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
So what should we tell this lady? Should we tell her
forgot there was a letter at the start of
should
this.
Well, that's because we're entertaining and it's fun.
Well, whose idea was it to do this?
This is a Mark Bland show, so it's Mark Bland's idea, okay?
I thought it was called
whose
the
idea
Q.
In the relationship? My God.
The most modest entertainer.
Goodness, I get it.
So we're talking about the situation with the girl, and you were asking. It was a mutual thing, dude.
And I was saying, as a married man, I know mutual ideas in a relationship are usually they usually start with one or the other.
I thought if it was her idea, I was going to quit your bitch, and it was your idea, live with it, you made the decision.
Right, fair enough. I understand that. I respect that. I can see where you're coming from with that.
But that's probably not right.
No, it's right.
It's not right, but it's okay.
Thank you, Whitney Houston.
It's okay. All right, let's move on.
They're going to make it anyway.
Let's move on.
He's such an optimist.
If you have two friends, Mark, one male and one female, who are both married, not to each other, and looking for an affair, is it okay to put them in touch with each other?
What is up with these people?
May I bring them together in the same way I would two single people? Throw a party with lots of alcohol? The man is in a sexless marriage and wants to get laid. The woman is getting divorced and needs to get laid. I just want to know, should I be able to handle putting my friends together in this relationship?
Well, a party with three people sounds weird.
Well, yeah, it does. But he wants this person. I think this is a unique question because you have a situation where you have two individuals who are basically in. They're going to, like, this one's getting divorced.
Don't do
this
it.
One's looking. Now, that's where the chancy part comes
don't
in.
Do
the
it.
Guy who's married looking to have an affair on the side. That you're kind of a. But I agree with you.
I've never known anyone that got involved in anything like that that it turned out positive for them. They all end up. You're hated by everybody involved. Something goes wrong, you're the middle person, and you're the one
who set it up, and
right.
You screwed everybody
tell
up.
Tell you what. You don't hook them up, but maybe you bust out the game of Twister.
Okay. You let them naturally do it on their own?
Well, let these married people hook them damn selves up. Why do they need this individual to hook them up? They can't do it themselves.
Now, here's the question. What happens if...
go to Ashley Madison.
What if this person did...
Thanks, Howard.
What if this person did go and hook them up, and then it turned into a long, fruitful relationship and marriage?
What are the odds?
I don't know. Probably very slim.
What are the odds for any two?
There's
people?
A better chance for me to win best radio AM personality for the RFT.
I've known people not exactly like that, but pretty close, and they have said, oh, my God, I wish I would have never gotten involved with any, especially if you're friends with both people. So if you got this married guy, but you also are friends with his wife, are you insane? Do not get involved. It is just going to blow up in your face. And then, you know, you're going to be lonely and have no one.
You know, that happens in neighborhoods quite often. You got groups of people that are around each other all the time because their houses are by each other. They become friends. I have a group of friends out of my neighborhood I hang out with. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I always try to keep a separation of, you know, we're friends. I always talk to the dudes. I just keep it on the dude level. Like, it's always me and the bros. Like, I'm never, like, I know their wives. I like their wives, but I'm not going down that road.
Perfect example. Did you hear about the kid? He's like 19, 20 years old. This wife was in a bad marriage in this neighborhood. The neighborhood thing reminded me of this. This was all over the news like, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. I'm not sure what state it was in. But the husband found out that the wife was going down the street talking to this kid who really wasn't doing anything, wasn't messing around with her. They weren't having an affair. Wasn't anything like that. He walks in and blows them both away.
Wow.
They're both dead.
Another crazy, responsible man. Gun owner.
Right. Well, but just because this kid who was, you know, 19, 20, he was something like that. I mean, he was of age and he had his own house, but he was just trying to be, everybody that knew him said he had no interest in her. She was, you know, 40 years old. He was just trying to be friendly. She was sad all the time because her husband was abusive verbally. Uh-huh. And he ends up with a bullet in his head because he got involved and was trying to be a friend.
Newsflash, cool he was dude. More than abusive verbally. I mean,
well, yeah, but that's all she was saying is that, you know, and he ends up dead, and so did she.
All right, so let's move forward, guys, because I got a couple of questions here for everybody.
So what was your answer for that one? Is it okay?
No, I don't think it's okay. I think you stay out of it. I agree with DC Chimes.
If you want a bullet in your head.
Yeah, only if you want a bullet in your head from DC Chimes.
I'd go double or nothing.
You're going to go for it.
No. I'm just saying, like, if I'm in, cool. Otherwise, I'm not helping you out.
Oh, so you want to turn it into a three-way. A menage a trois.
Goodness.
I mean, I want to turn most everything into a three-way,
you
except this radio show. That's not happening.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't go for that.
Okay, so questions. I also get random questions from listeners. So let's go through some of these random questions and see what some of our answers. We'll start off with DC Chimes on each one of these.
Oh, dear.
DC Chimes.
Yes, sir.
What is the what tiny thing makes you insanely angry?
What tiny?
What is something that just makes you insanely angry at the world?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, lately, okay, look, I'm all for law enforcement. It's great. They're great. But have any, those of you that are in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, I lived here a long time. I've never seen anything like this. Have any of you driven down 70 during the day lately? What the hell is going on with that?
As far as what?
There are. I'm not talking about a couple of cops pulling over folks.
Oh, there's tons of them.
I'm talking about 19, 20 cars pulled over in a half-mile stretch.
Well, that's because they have their sections of the month that they've gone out of their way to let everybody know about now.
And that's what pisses me off. They lie about the quota thing.
Even though the quota is technically real, you know,
of course
it's one
is.
Of those unspoken things more than anything else.
I know several cops that have said, of course we have it. We don't call it that. It's got some other name. But yeah,
but they're evaluated.
Right. And it's the end of the month.
So. All right. What about you, Justin? What little thing makes you insanely angry?
Well, I mean, just to piggyback on your answer a little bit, too, the answer really is budget cuts and budget shortfalls year after year after year in states and municipalities.
When we have tons of tax money coming in?
We have no tax money coming in comparatively, you know, year by year. And so a lot of communities make up the budgets with frivolous traffic stops.
Yeah, pull them over.
Things like that.
So that's what makes you insanely angry.
Ah, so much makes me angry. Dairy makes me angry.
How does Starbucks make you feel?
I have a running blood feud with Starbucks right now.
You
but
do.
It's cool. I'll be back.
All right, cool enough. Bobby, what about you? What makes you insanely angry? What little thing?
The sound. I hate my wife when my wife does it.
I hate my wife.
I hate when my wife does it, and now my kids are starting to do it, and it pisses me off more than anything in the world. It sounds disrespectful, I think, to me.
Yeah. It is. Use words. Talk to me like a person.
Right.
Express your disappointment.
I'd rather you say F you than, well, I guess we can say it here, can't we?
Yeah, you can. Say fuck you all you want. Go ahead. Say it. Say it. It'll make you feel good, DC, to say the F word live on the... How long has it been since you said the F word on a microphone, honestly, on purpose?
I don't think ever.
Do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a historic moment.
You don't have to do
here.
Anything. You're not comfortable.
Peer D-C. A C D C J C D C J C D C. Go ahead.
Fuck you, Mark.
Oh!
No. I would rather be cussed out than to have that sound. That
yes.
Oh, just.
Oh, and when they
sigh,
the eye roll too, like their eyes are doing a backflip at you. Oh no, too much.
What phase did you go through in your past that you still cringe about today? Okay, I'm going to answer this one first. The phase that I went through that I still cringe about to this day was there was this whole thing back in like 1996, okay? And it was Nautica jackets with like a Gilligan hat. Like if you were like the Gilligan fisherman hat type thing, there was dudes rocking that style on the East and the West Coast. It really never hit the Midwest, but I always thought I was cool. I was on the radio doing the Drive at 5, so I would try to rock that whole Gilligan hat look. Not cool. I cringe about it to this day. Was not working for the mark.
A look that cannot be described as
rocked. And I was a lot skinnier and thinner. I was a lot rail thin, skinnier back then. What about you, Justin?
I'm pretty okay with all of my phases, you know?
You've never had a problem with a single phase? Like, if there's not one that you look back on and go, what about the Q phase?
My radio phase is pretty questionable.
Phase, yeah.
No, I mean, there are definitely things I can bring in sometime for you all to laugh at, like the time in high school I had dreadlocks. I can bring that in for you.
Sweet.
I've been pretty much bald since I was 17, so that's, especially hilarious.
We need to go back to that.
That sounds terrible.
I can take you back to
I have been bald since I was 17.
Yeah, let me tell you. Stressful. I can bring in my, like, goth phase where I had all black nail polish all the time and makeup and all that. But I'm okay. But my point is, though, I'm okay. People grow and develop and go through things, especially when they're young. Like, it's okay. Why does everyone have to reinvent themselves all the time and be so inauthentically, I was always cool.
Okay, all right. Soapbox. Calm down. Jesus. Why is everybody else not authentic, man? Like,
I think I've found a tiny thing that bothers Mark, and it's my soapbox.
It's your puns. Your puns really bother
me. My puns are awesome.
Your puns are horrible. Little Bobby, you're the last one to go on the overtime today.
Probably when I thought I was cool and dyed my hair blonde.
Oh, like Eminem?
Yeah, I thought I was cool like Eminem, and I dyed my hair blonde, and it doesn't look very good in a football helmet.
That is definitely – you look like Rosie from the WWE.
it doesn't look very good when you're blonde and you wear a football helmet because you look like a cheetah.
All right, fair enough.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
that's going to do it for us here on Overtime 138 on the Q. Thank you so much for listening. Every single week you can grab a new Overtime by going to the Breaking Point blog and downloading the Overtime that's right there. I want to thank Justin Deming at Dimofo on Twitter.
And Instagram.
For being on the show today, along with producer Bobby.
At CC Papa on Twitter.
And also, not least or last ever, the legendary morning show host, DC Chimes. Thank you so much, DC Chimes, for being on the show today as well as being a part of Overtime.
Fuck you, Mark.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you guys later on The Q.
The one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights that make you shiver. But it sure would be prettier with you.